Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business owner and a small business advocate. I'm just too excited, folks. It's our 19th anniversary, and as I've said before, fair warning, I'm going to be a little extra obnoxious this week, a little more than usual, as we celebrate these milestones, and I encourage you to do the same thing. And I couldn't do this. I would not want to do our celebration without our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's been a tried and true, abiding supporter of ours and yours over all these years. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Just go there and check it out. The J.K. Lesser's 2017 edition is out right now. That's to help you with your taxes. Nobody knows more about it than Barbara. Barbara, thanks again for being here.
Congratulations again to you.
Thank you for your 18, almost 19 years of support. We'll be celebrating your anniversary with us in a couple of 3 months. Hey, Barb, by the way, they listen to your radio show from on your website. I know you got the archives there. That's on once a month, right?
Correct. The third Tuesday of the month.
All right, so check that out. Barbara, you just got back from China. Tell us about it.
Well, I went to China on vacation, and I did go to a number of cities, and I have to tell you that it was a good time of the year to go because of the weather. We didn't have a lot of smog and pollution like many people complain about, so we didn't have that issue. But I have to tell you that you cannot fathom the amount of construction that is underway.
Wow.
In every place we went, that there are cranes on 50-story apartment buildings.
It's a state bird over there, isn't it?
As far as the eye can see. Bridges, roads, tunnels, airports. And in the
you're
harbor,
not talking, and you're not talking about you're not talking about repairs. You're talking about new stuff.
I'm talking about brand new stuff. I'm talking about if you were in the rebar business, boy, that's all you have to do.
Right.
I'm talking about looking at the harbor in Shanghai and Hong Kong. You cannot even fathom the amount of container that are there. The container ships and the container. Mechanisms to load and unload, and just it's mind-boggling. It's more than I've been to the big harbors here. I know Baltimore and Los Angeles and Miami, and so they're nothing. They're dwarfed by what's going on there.
Mm. So how did you like China?
I enjoyed myself. I got to see went to the Great Wall, bucket list. You know, it was really great.
Right.
Saw the terracotta, saw the warriors. It was wonderful, and it had Chinese food every day.
Right. How was the food
treat.
Over there?
Hmm?
How was the food?
I really enjoyed it. It's very different than here.
It's not like American Chinese, is it?
No, it's not the same. But it was really very good, and just the whole experience was great. The people. They start teaching English in the first grade, so everybody really understands.
Were they friendly?
Yes and no. Everybody's trying to sell you stuff, so they're sort of friendly, but not really. There are some people that want to take pictures with you because they've never seen Caucasian. It's kind of amazing.
But you said something to me off the air. I want you to talk about the ingress and egress.
What do you mean?
You talked about don't go there unless you're in.
Oh, yeah. This is the least handicapped accessible country I've ever seen. There's not a ramp, elevator, escalator in sight. You have to walk and climb completely. So if anybody's thinking of doing that kind of trip.
Get in shape.
That's it.
And wheelchair folks are people who have any kind of physical difficulty, forget about it?
Yeah. I would have to. They do have river cruises, but again, to penetrate into the cities, it's really challenging.
Huh? You didn't see any. So you didn't see anybody dealing when there was no one there to help them.
One wheelchair the whole time in 12 days.
Wow. So do you recommend it?
Yes. It's an experience of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. How expensive is it to be? Of course, everybody can figure out what the airline tickets would be, but how expensive is it to live and to eat and to stay there?
The food, not expensive at all. We had a prepaid trip, which included a lot of the meals.
And right. So the hotels.
The hotels and everything were excellent.
Yeah. Good. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your 18 plus great years of supporting all we do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come back soon.
You betcha. Barbara
Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great resource. Please go there. Go to BarbaraWeltman.com. You'll thank me later. You'll get smarter, I promise you. And, of course, you'll be back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, celebrating our 19th anniversary this week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.